Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shining through Corona with a little bit of soul. Light it up like dynamite.
Yes! Yes, that's right. Ball and Aldre on the podcast again, live and in person.
Yo, give me a record deal.
We're here together forever in person.
Yes, social distance.
Podcast, boom, ready to go.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. That was an interesting intro. I'm very happy about it because this is an in-person episode with my special guest, Ballin' All Dre. Andrea herself. What's up, Andrea?
What's up? It's so good to see you in person, socially distanced, of course.
It's so weird.
So
because
weird.
We're here, right?
Yeah.
We're like 7-8 feet apart, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
At least.
And we're not even facing each other.
Nope.
Because we're being very focused and very respectful and responsible to the world, to each other, worried about droplets.
Yes.
Do your research, people. Like, you get infected, most part, it's like the droplets from, like, talking, right?
Yeah.
So we're being very safely distanced right now. But it's really cool to actually have you here in the same room. It makes me really, really happy. It's just strange. All this is weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how's quarantine been for you, Andrea?
Quarantine has been a very loaded time. I felt a ton of emotions, everything from the good to the bad, but we got to experience the bad to experience the good.
That's true. You don't know what good is unless you've experienced the bad.
Yep.
And let's be honest, through most of 2020, it's been a lot of bad. Now, it hasn't been all bad, okay? Now, I just want to focus on that real quick. Oh, 2020 is the worst. Yeah, 2020 has not been nice. It has not been a great year, but it hasn't been all doomsday. It hasn't been. There's been some really, really amazing things that have happened, and I kind of feel like the world is in flux. The world is changing. It's evolving, and as crazy as some of the things have gone on, I think it's changing for the better, right?
Yeah.
And even like this moment right here, I'm in the same room with you. We've actually gotten to hang out, which is cool. It's been really weird because we've had masks on the whole time. It's
yeah.
Very strange. But we've been able to like actually hang out and,
right.
and connect. And that's a beautiful thing.
Right.
It really is. It makes me so happy. It warms my cold, dead heart. it's weird too because so many people are hanging out, but not really following rules.
Guidelines. Yep.
Right, guidelines. Now, again, I as much of a rebel as I am, right? I'm kind of a rule follower. So like, I'm respectful.
Hey, rule following is cool, man.
It is. Rule following is the new rule breaking.
Right? Yeah.
So I respect my fellow man, right?
Yes.
So I don't want to like, I don't know, cough in somebody's direction, throw my droplets in somebody's direction. So I'm
exactly.
always wearing a mask. And then you see people not doing these things, people going to gatherings, people throwing parties, all kinds of weird stuff. And it really bums me out because I'm like, I kind of want to do that. I do.
Same.
Like, I want to be like one of the cool kids, and mm-hmm. I want to like rage. But I think about, okay, well, what might happen? And the fact that, so a lot of people out there, I hope that you don't know anybody who's gotten sick or who COVID's infected. I hope that you don't have a relative or that it hasn't happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it's happened to so many people that yeah. I know. People who I'm very close to
yep.
have either been infected or have lost family members, friends. It's horrible. So I think about that. And as much fun as it would be to throw a party, to throw a get together. Andrea, you're at my new crib. It's cool here, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be dope to throw a party here?
Absolutely.
Yes. But I'm not going to do it. Because
nope.
I'm very respectful and I don't want people to get sick. So
yep.
even now, this whole thing came together because I was talking to Andrea and I was like, hey, so, you know, what have you been up to? Like, have you been safely socially distancing? And she's like, I haven't seen anyone.
The same four walls for like 6 months.
Seriously. Not because you're antisocial, because you're a very social person.
Yeah.
It's because, look, you're
I'm a scared person.
Well, yeah, you're so. Also a pediatric stroke survivor.
Yes.
You had a stroke when you're at a very, very young age.
Yep.
For those who don't know, Andrea, you had your stroke at what age?
3 years
old. Okay. So she is very susceptible, as am I, to COVID. Being
mm-hmm.
infected. You know, she is a pediatric stroke survivor and a brain injury survivor. I'm a brain injury survivor, high blood pressure. So I'm like, I'm doubly fucked.
Right.
So we talked and she said, you know, I didn't even do this thing for my birthday because it was going to be like a handful of people, but that was too much. And I'm like, you know what? You're doing all the right things. I have safely socially distanced from everybody. Let's make this happen. We have a guest house where we live here. And I was like, nobody's there. I was like, so you could come over. We
it's
can, like,
really dope.
Safely socially distance, hang. And then you could just like hang out at the guest house, you know, and it's like it's getting away because I know what it's like to stare at the same four walls.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, well, we'll hang out and like we'll talk from a distance. It's really weird, but it's actually really refreshing to
Very.
Be around somebody that's not Felice. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can't relate. I'm staring at the poster of your very hot girlfriend right now.
Yes, you are. So we have a poster of Felice on the cover of the Killers album in the bikini, the Miss Samstown album. And literally, it's about, what, 4 feet away from Andrea. It
yep.
literally looks like you're just staring
at it. I am not complaining,
it.
Though.
I gotta tell you, very attractive woman. Oh, and memorize that outfit.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to wear for Halloween 1 year.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
Heels, sash, bikini. I'm going to kill it. Okay. I'm going to kill it. But so the only reason I was like, yes, Andrea, I'll go grab you and then you'll come hang
right.
over here.
Right.
Is because you've done all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very happy. I'm happy that you've done that because you're making sure that you're safe. First and foremost, you're also making sure that your mom is safe.
Right, exactly. So she actually works in our retirement facility. And all of those people are high risk as well. Not to mention my mom is a part of that crowd too. She has hypertension. So I'm just trying to make sure no one around me gets infected by me.
Yeah, you dicks. Sorry, I don't mean to be a jerk, but there's a lot of people out there.
It's okay,
who,
you are.
I am who I am. There's a lot of people out there who their first gut reaction when it comes to the pandemic is, I'm going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, that's okay. You probably are. But you selfish dummy, you might kill someone else.
Right.
That's what I'm so fearful of. That's why I never drove drunk. Well, I did a couple of times. Dumbest thing in the world.
That's a lie.
Dumbest thing in the world. But like that's why I always didn't do certain things because it's not what's going to happen to me. It's what I could possibly do to other people.
Right, exactly.
And that's where we're at right now. Just because you're fine. Well, a lot of people said this too, and it drives me insane, Andrea. Well, if it's my time to go. It's like, cool. It might not be your time to go. And then there's somebody else out there. Who
exactly.
It's definitely not their time.
It's not their time.
Through no fault of their own, you infected them because either you're asymptomatic or you just don't care enough about other people. You know?
Yeah. It's like, that's fine if you don't want to wear a mask. Just don't give me that risk.
Yes. Like, just keep your... I wish there was like a place we could just like a state we could just block off and be
right.
like, all right, all the COVIDiots, you want to go party? Go there. But
yeah.
That's just stay there, infect yourselves, go crazy, have fun, just leave everybody else
yeah.
alone.
You know, I was thinking about that, about dividing the states up. Like, hypothetically speaking, we could take either Hawaii or Alaska, both kind of isolated from the U.S. if something goes wrong, we could hop over to Canada, get free healthcare, yeah. and then everyone else can go to Florida. They already have a jump start on, like, not wearing masks.
True. Florida is America's Wang, and I think that would be the place to send everybody, because I know a couple of people in Florida, and it's like the Wild West over there.
Yeah.
Also, I lived in Florida for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, it is not the best place. No.
I mean, they have Walt Disney World and Universal.
They do. I've never been to Disney World. But I have been to Disney World, like, the outside. I've never been to, like, the park itself. But I've partied at all the bars and all the places outside of Disney World. Because, you know, Joe Borges, I like to party.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us, too, and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
It's an interesting time, but I'm really, really thankful, and I'm really happy that we've been able to spend the last, like, couple of days hanging out. It's been so nice.
It's been so needed. You don't realize how much of a connection you have just seeing the person with your own eyes and not through a screen until it actually happens.
Look, we talk, we connect. It's different actually seeing you and being able to be like, oh, yeah, you're like a real person.
Yeah, and you can pick up on their body language, their little subtleties, idiosyncrasies, all of that.
Yeah, and also how little you are. Let's not forget that you're...
They can't really tell now.
They can. Even through hearing your voice, she is a pocket-sized person, just like Lauren, just like Mimi, just like every brain injury survivor I've ever come in contact with.
But all great you guys are things, so small. Great things come in small packages.
Yeah, like, I was going to say something awful. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't, please don't.
It's been so nice, and it's been so needed, but the thing is, we're doing it safely.
Yes, now, exactly.
When I say safely, this whole process came, I vetted you, you know? We talked for a few days where it's like, wait, have you done this and you've been doing this?
Right.
And cool. So I'm comfortable enough with Andrea not being like an evil, conniving person and lying to me. And then I'm going to look on social media and she's, oh, I was at a concert. I was at a bar. No. Like, I'm comfortable in the fact that, you know, she's been home. She's been safely social distancing, hasn't gone to any high-risk places or met up with any people, which is cool. Not cool, but needed.
We have talked extensively about how our social lives consist of the grocery, maybe, like, takeout, and that's about it.
Those right there, highlights.
Yep.
Those are quarantine highlights.
Exciting times.
Oh, wait. We need to get groceries? Yes. Time to party. So that's...
Oh, should we go to, like, an organic store this time?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to take my time going down the frozen food aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been an exciting day.
Right. Maybe some frozen pizza, some wine, Tostitos.
So I was comfortable enough that, you know, she hadn't been exposed to very many people and she's doing all the right things. So then in turn, I was like, okay, like we're going to make this happen. I was like, all right, I'm going to go get you. I went to pick her up and we didn't even discuss how we were going to make this work sitting in the car together.
Yeah.
But we're both responsible, caring people. Right. I got out of the car, put my mask on immediately. She came down the stairs. She's rocking her mask. And I was like, yes, you get it. Because she's not trying to be a jerk to me and I'm not trying to be a jerk to her. We sat in the car with our masks on.
And we both had hand sanitizer on hand.
She had a giant bottle and I had like a little one that like clips on your hip.
Right. Who's a bigger bottle?
Yeah, it's not the size of the bottle, Andrea. It's how you use the hand sanitizer.
Say that when you run out.
No, I got the refills. You know, go to Costco and you get the... Anyways, so the whole drive here to my place, we couldn't be socially distant because we're in the same car.
Right.
But we're wearing masks.
Exactly.
You know? So you minimize your exposure, right?
And this is just a small thing, but we didn't even like look at each other. Of course, for safety too, keep your eyes on the road. But we also were like looking ahead. So we made sure our like... pads of like talking didn't cross.
Right. Even now, so that's just that was the trip over to my crib. So even now we're in the studio, we're recording this, right? we're 7-8 feet apart. Literally, I basically almost have my entire back to Andrea, and she has her side to me. So she's facing forward. I'm facing, like, we're completely separate directions.
Right.
So our droplets aren't going anywhere near one another, which is perfect because we care and respect about our health.
It's so refreshing to be around people like this. And we're not saying this to brag, but it means they're considerate about your situation. Whether you have a pre-existing condition or not, it means, hey, I'm going to watch out for you because I care about you.
I'm very, very careful about this because I know so many people who have had their lives not just affected, changed.
Right.
Their lives have changed. I have a good friend who just had a baby. Her husband was infected, and for the first few weeks of their baby's life, he could not see his child because he had to live in his office because he got infected, because they live in an area where nobody cares.
Right.
So you can only do so much. You can wear a mask. You can keep yourself distant. But if other people don't care, it's raising the risk for you. So exactly. That family was torn apart. I have another friend who just didn't treat this like it was a thing. And she ended up getting infected, and she's lost her sense of smell, maybe permanently. She's 20 years old, and the rest of her life, she may not know what it's like to smell anything. Now, a huge chunk of people that lose their sense of smell, it comes back. There is a percentage in the teens that it does not. You know what I mean? And she's not, well, it's old people. It only happens to old people. Lies. This is just lies. 20 years old, she may never get her sense of smell back. Craziness. You know what
right.
I mean?
It's such a testament to, even if you don't see it, it's there. Or even if you don't think it'll affect you because you're not high risk, it's still there.
It is. It yeah. is. And she's 20 years old. She's in great shape. She's not out of shape. She doesn't have blood pressure. She's just like a regular ass person, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to say, oh, she's super average. She's just like a typical 20-year-old.
And right. She fits the demographic of like not at risk.
Yes, 100%. But the fact is, she didn't safely socially distance, she didn't wear a mask, she got infected, and now possibly for the rest of her life, she'll never know what it's like to smell again. That's deep. She said there was 2 days where she was so sick, she was like, yeah, I kind of felt like I was going to die, but it was only 2 days. The long-lasting thing is the sense of smell that may never come back. And it's been a couple of, 2 months now, and it still hasn't. So it's a thing, guys. It's a thing.
It is.
So we're doing the things that we can to still live life. I'm doing the quote fingers normally as mm-hmm. best we can. So even right now, I'm hanging out with Andrea. We're just doing it differently.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's this whole new normal. And for a while, you know, everything sucked. We wallowed in our misery and everything. But now I think it's time for us to move on. I've been a victim of that. But at the same time, I find myself saying to myself, why am I complaining? I'm healthy. I have good food. I have shelter. I can be safe.
Yes.
It's not bad. So people complaining about like, oh, it's hard to breathe in a mask. It's hard to breathe on a ventilator.
Yes, that's very true. So anybody who's complaining about, well, I don't like wearing a mask. Honestly, you're wearing it when you go to the store, which is what, maybe an hour out of your day mm-hmm. total. There are doctors who wear these masks 14 hours a day.
Oh, exactly. And multiple layers.
Multiple. It's crazy. You got to see their faces afterwards.
My best friend is an EM doctor in Houston, Texas. In Houston, nobody wears masks.
It's rough over there.
Yeah. She has to wear multiple layers for hours each day.
Now, what's gross is what happens to your lungs with COVID, it kind of turns them into soup. Like, I know it sounds gross, but so at a certain point, people who get infected and it messes with their lungs, it's like they're trying to breathe through pudding. I know that's gross, but that's the reality of how bad that this can get. So like, let's not complain too much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to wear a mask when you're going to the store, order online.
Yeah.
Order online. It's very simple. Do that. So we get here. The whole drive, masks on, looking forward, respecting each other, right? Thankfully, very thankfully, I feel very blessed that we have a guest house that Andrea can stay at, you know?
Yeah.
So we get there and she sits down. I sit safely away, you know, like we're on opposite ends of the room, having a nice conversation, talking, watching TV, introducing her to Dave Matthews Band. Shut up. He's amazing.
He is. I didn't say anything bad.
Well, you didn't say anything great, which is basically saying you hate him. So, and then last night,
all with our masks on.
Several times I'm popping in and out and popping my mask on, and like I made some ramen.
Yeah.
Brought it up because, you know, we weren't at the point where it's like, oh, let's all sit at a table together.
Right.
Because you got to take your masks off.
Right.
And we're just like basically spitting in each other's faces.
Right.
We comfortably ate down here, mm-hmm. and I brought her some ramen. She ate up there, which is fine.
Yeah.
On top of that, today I made brunch and I was like, oh, okay, well, let's safely eat brunch together.
Right.
So how do we do that? Felice and I ate at the table, and then I set up the little coffee table thing, the little, was it like portable table?
Tray table.
Tray table. There we go. Andrea just sat in the living room.
Maybe 30 feet away.
Yeah, like 25, 30 feet away from us.
Yeah.
We're still in the same place. We're still able to enjoy each other's company,
right.
enjoy brunch,
right.
while still being safe and respectful, yes. to one another, you know?
Yes.
These things, now,
and like,
it would be so easy just to be like, you know what? Yeah, screw it. Let's just all eat it. It's going to be
right,
fine.
Right.
I want it
exactly.
to be, I'm doing quote fingers. I want it to be normal, right? It's not right now.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Thanks to Audible, I can listen to stroke survivor Kavita Bossi's book, Room 23. Once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Kavita's book with us. That's right. The Neuro Nerds have a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerd.
Boom!
Boom!
Neuro Nerds.
I've been a Debbie Downer for a lot of this quarantine, and I know I'm not the only one. It's really easy, and you have to process it. But it's easy to say, like, it's not normal. We should be hugging our loved ones and spending quality time together. But that quality time doesn't have to be, like, huddle up in a couch or, like, side by side.
Yes, it doesn't.
You never know what someone is going through, if they have to work at a hospital, if they, yes. have a pre-existing condition, or like if someone's just a germaphobe.
Yeah.
So this whole corona thing, I feel, is a huge group project on respect and responsibility.
Yeah, and the majority of the country has failed miserably.
They just need work.
Yeah, we're all a work in progress. Unfortunately, yeah. a lot of us need a lot more
Some
work.
Some of us need more work than others.
A friend of mine, wait, should I name her name?
She
posted, yes, I'm going to, because she posted on social media. So one of my dear friends, I have three friends, the three Stromies. They're called the Stromies, and I had them on the show. They're called the Stromies because they're three Stromies. One of them, Tamsin, I actually met Tamsin in person. She came down to California to visit like some family, and we recorded a podcast with her family. It was so nice. It was so beautiful. Tamsin recently was infected with coronavirus. And I was, the first thing I was thinking, I was like, wow, I hope Tamsin isn't one of those like no maskers. I was like, that's kind of a bummer. She doesn't seem that way. When I talked to her, she was like, didn't say these things in the nicest way. I think she dropped the F-bomb. She went. Where she's at, people aren't very responsible. Even though she was wearing a mask, no one around her was. So she sadly was infected. And in turn, she infected her daughter, her teenage daughter. So now they both have to quarantine together, which if you're going to be quarantined, why not with like, you know, your loving right. mother and your love, which is really nice. But the fact that she's actually going through this, Tamsin recently lost her sense of smell, but her sense of smell is slowly coming back. So it doesn't seem like that's a permanent one like my friend. They're doing the right things, but other people aren't doing the right things. So they're putting them in peril. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like drinking and driving. I'm bringing drinking and driving again. Oh, I'm going to be fine. I drive fine when I'm drunk. Yeah, but you shouldn't. And you're not 100%. You may get in an accident and probably live, but you're going to murder a bunch of people. You know yeah. what I mean? And it's like you're not wearing a mask. You're probably going to be fine because you're a jerk. But you're going to get a bunch of other people sick. Why can't we just care about other people? That's the part that really bothers
right.
me. I understand. Well, freedom. Okay. But what about the freedoms of other people to not be infected by your
right.
idiocy?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like that's we should not fear going to the store. We should not fear leaving our house. We shouldn't have that, you know. And if we all do this together as a people, I think we're going to be much better for it. And Andrea, as much as this is awesome,
Right.
It is. It's a little weird.
A little bit.
It's not a normal thing for us to be so cover our faces immediately and stay far away because, you know, we're very affectionate people. You know,
right,
I'm a hugger
right,
for sure.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I posted the video when I first saw you coming out of the house and mm-hmm. I gave you a hug.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine like went in a panic mode. She's like, oh my God, you're so brave. and I get it. I get it too.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I did is because we've been talking and I know like I know who you are.
Yeah.
And you know, the amount of contact that you've had with other people. There are some other people who I would meet, like if I was like, hey, you know, we should safely socially distant meet, I wouldn't hug. Because
right.
I'm not 100% sure that they've done the things that they should be doing.
Right.
Like I have another friend close to you, not too far in Pasadena, and she goes to church every Sunday. That's not a bad thing, going to church. But the way it's been spreading in churches in particular is crazy because some churches are meeting outside and they're keeping distance, which is great. She's not going to one of those. She's going to the ones that are packed inside where it's like, just don't do that if you can avoid it, you know? And it's not people are, oh, but it's now you're encroaching on my like freedoms of religion. It's not. It's really not. It's just trying to protect people. I have a friend who got really offended because in California, they banned singing at churches. And it's like, how are you doing that? They're doing it not because they're like, well, we don't like you singing about God. Nothing to do with that. If you look at the science, now this has nothing to do with feelings. Take
mm-hmm.
feelings out of the equation. I don't want to talk about feelings. I just want to talk about facts and the truth. Let's talk about science. When we talk regularly, right, our droplets, they can reach up to 6 feet. When you yell, they go 7, 8 feet.
Yep.
When you sing, the amount and the distance it goes is insane. So when they're banning singing, it has nothing to do with the content of the songs. It has to do with the fact if there's someone that's infected, the chances that everyone else is going to be infected is so high.
Yes.
So they're like, just don't.
Especially if it's indoors.
Yeah, especially if it's indoors. The droplets have no, they can't dissipate. They're just kind of like floating around.
So let's say even if you do go to church or service, make sure to take necessary precautions. Like
yes.
outdoors, we've been having good weather lately. So maybe at the park, socially distance,
yes.
on picnic blankets.
A few friends of mine in the middle of the country,
mm-hmm.
there's not a whole bunch of them that are like, oh, there's a few that are like, hey, let's do this the right way.
Yeah.
They're going to church on Zoom.
Oh.
And I know that's weird.
Yep.
It's not normal.
Yeah. But that's what technology is kind of for, right?
Yes.
I know people who do that, and it's been great.
All this is just new.
Yeah.
It's just new.
It's just, you know, when you get a new pair of, like, shoes or, like, a new desktop setup, you're like, okay, I'm not sure how I feel about this. But then, like, 2 weeks later, you're like, okay, it's getting better. And then, like, 3 months later, you're like, yeah, this is what it is now. That's what it is.
It's like switching from a PC to a Mac, which I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
Exactly.
It was really weird. I was very resistant at first.
It's
and I was
superior.
Like, wait, how do I get there? No, I'm supposed to do this. And it's not the same.
Yes.
The fact is, it's slightly different. Yes,
it is.
It's significantly better. It's smoother. It's streamlined. It's just new.
Thank goodness you're a Mac person.
I am. I am a Mac person. You thank Lise.
Yeah.
And also, I got her
fist bump.
I got her hand-me-down Mac.
Oh.
But still good.
Yeah.
You know, it's all this stuff is new. It's just adapting and adjusting. Like, even with hybrid cars,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? I like gas. Yeah, but it's kind of destroying the earth. You know, we got to pivot. We got to change some stuff, right?
Oh, wait. You know what? Can I pause real quick?
Of course.
So, you know how early on in quarantine, I actually, like, had a moment with you. I texted you a picture of me tying my hair.
Yes.
Yeah. So one thing I've noticed, not just with members of the brain community, but everyone is we're all trying to forge new pathways in our brain for like doing things we would normally do.
Right.
Like going on Zoom for classes or like working out at home. And that's so funny because brain survivors have been doing that ever since their injury.
Yes.
So everyone else in the world is just catching up to us.
Oh my God.
Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say, pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast. and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid First to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay.
Especially early on during this, when the stay-at-home order came in.
Right.
People were like, oh, I haven't talked to anybody. I've been able to do this. And like everybody was like so stuck in. Several of my Survivor friends are like, literally, Joe, nothing has changed. I am self-quarantined all the time. I don't really do a whole lot because of my injury. I don't really do anything because of this. And they were like, you know, it kind of feels good because hopefully after this is done, I'm going to do the quote, the normies, the people without brain injury. Hopefully they gained a certain amount of empathy.
Right.
So when people are saying, yeah, you know, I haven't been able to do this because of my injury, hopefully they'll remember back to when they were not allowed to do things, when everything was shut down and all you could do was stay home because you didn't have an option.
Right.
A lot of people in our community don't have the option.
Right.
You know, I do hope that one of the good things that comes out of this is empathy for the world.
Absolutely.
The world,
absolutely.
You know? Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You never know if that's going to be a thing.
I mean, you can only try to push that yourself and hope other people pick up on it.
Yes. Look, people can be dicks. Yeah. Sorry. You know, they
but
can
be. That doesn't mean you have to be.
You don't. You stay kind. Don't let the world like break you down.
Yep.
Now, I was just talking to a friend this morning and she was like, hey, so there's this person on Instagram. We've been chatting back and forth. We've been like friendly. And they're like, they were kind of being like pushy in the way that they wanted to like connect and the way that they wanted to like promote each other's pages and stuff. And it was like really like not, it was a little aggressive and was like, hey, but you should do a live with me because of this. And it was like, my friend's like, hey, I can't do that. I don't have the mental bandwidth. I'm not there yet. And the other person was very pushy and not respecting her putting up her boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put up your boundaries. You have to say what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Now, if the other side, no matter who it is, friend, significant other, family member, if they don't respect those boundaries, you have to remove yourself from that person until they respect those boundaries, you know?
Right.
Quarantine is the perfect time for people to do that, I think.
Yes. And that's another thing. It's crazy how many life lessons quarantine has taught us. But it's like, if you don't trust someone with their habits and their social distancing, that's a reminder that you can't control anyone else. You can control yourself and everything else around you. You just have to accept that they happen. But that's all the more reason why you should focus on yourself. And the people who come are the right people because of it.
Yes. Now that's perfect. You focus on you. You make yourself the priority. You make yourself the most important person. Mm-hmm. It's not selfish. I know it seems counterintuitive. Like, well, I'm so focused on me. How am I helping other people? And it's no. You're helping other people because you're in such a good place that when it's time to give your energy to somebody else, they're going to get it in a healthy way. And you're not taking anything away from yourself. You know, you have to take care of yourself. You do. And the more you do that and the more you put up your boundaries and the more you remove yourself from people who either don't respect your boundaries or just don't care, you're going to see the people that you're surrounding yourself with that come forward are people that are just like you.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to get away from these negative caterpillars.
Yes.
Crawling around in dirt. And hang out with these beautiful butterflies like we all are, soaring through the sky.
Yes. And ultimately, that's only going to help you and the people around you because you're giving them the best version of yourself.
You're damn right. And that's what we are. Andrea, even though you were three, you weren't even like a person. You didn't even have personality yet.
Right.
I
had tons of personality. I was a ham at 3 years old.
You were a ham at three and you were roughly the same height. But you. Okay.
And thanks for joining us. Like us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
But you've become at a very early age. Mm-hmm. Andrea 2.0. You became an evolved version of yourself. You know, you had to mature, I'm sure, a hell of a lot faster.
So much.
Than most of us.
But you know what's funny? Not to gloss over that, but I am still growing. I said earlier, during quarantine, I started working out more because I couldn't like go to the gym or walk to the bus stop. And I found out I could do so many things. I just forgot about growing up because I had school, I had work, I had, you know, all these other preoccupancies. The littlest thing, I could tie my hair.
Yes.
By myself.
Yes.
And I told Joe, and we shared it with our community. And such a little act sparked such inspiration.
It does.
From so many people. People I didn't even know.
Well, this is why we do this. This is why there are people out there, and people have said to me a few times, well, you know, nobody's really seeing this. I was like, no, you have no idea who's seeing what you're doing. You don't.
Yeah.
Just because people aren't reaching out and saying, hey, you did that and that made me feel like this. Not very many people do that. There's not a lot of people that I know, including myself, that has it in them to reach out to some, oh man, you did that and that was amazing.
What
I do it every once in a while.
What are you talking about? You reach out to people all the time.
I do. I do. But I use this example. Mm-hmm. Like you go to a store and you have like the most amazing customer service, right?
Yeah.
And then on the receipt, they're like, yeah, if you know, you enjoyed the customer service, you could like fill out the questionnaire.
True.
Honestly?
Which I don't do.
Never
but
done
should.
It. Never done it. I just don't do it.
I did it once.
Wait, have I? I might have attempted to, but honestly, I don't think I've ever done it. Now, it doesn't mean that I didn't just gain the most amazing customer service I have ever gotten.
Right.
That person made my day. That person is like the Michael Jordan of what they do. It's just perfect and great. I didn't do anything with that. I took it in. They impacted my day, which in turn impacted a small portion of my life, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't feel, not even the need. It's just I didn't have it in me to reach out and be like, this person was amazing, even though I should have, and even though I felt that way.
Yeah.
I just either didn't have the time, the mental capacity. I just didn't do it. And to be honest, I don't know very many people who do that, right?
Right.
So when it comes
to... And it's
to,
not like it's this great commitment that takes like half a day to do.
It takes like 3 minutes.
Literally.
All right. So what we're saying is Joe's an asshole. I don't mean to be. But...
No, but it's just like, you never know. With that short, little, insignificant thing you think it is, it could affect someone else in a huge way.
Absolutely. But there, again, there aren't very many people to do that. So the fact that
be the change.
Yes. Yeah, so the fact that you put it out there and you put it in your hair in a ponytail, which is a big fucking deal.
It's a big thing.
It's awesome. You've inspired so many people. Now, you said that, people you didn't even know, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. Here's the part that like I try to hammer in with everybody. People you didn't know reached out, and that's great. There are so many more people that you
who
inspired
didn't.
Who will never reach out to you.
Right.
But you inspired them to continue to fight, to, you know, reach for goals that they didn't think that they can do because they saw you do it. You gave them permission to keep fighting. You gave them that fire. Wow, if she can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I think we all need to share and get our stories out there and our
Absolutely.
Feelings out there.
Absolutely.
Because you never know who you're inspiring.
You never know.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
And if I could just make a plug to my future self, because I know I need this too. It's like, if you have the thought, but you think, oh, no one's going to like see it, or like it's going to take too much time, don't. Your future self will thank you.
You damn right. You know? Hey, future Joe, keep doing stuff. You're awesome.
Exactly. And hey. This is for you listening that has just discovered us and thinks like, oh my gosh, these people like are so courageous. No, we're just like you. I talk a lot of big game and I don't follow through a lot. But this is me also telling myself like to keep doing it, and this is me telling you to do it.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, think Nike, just do it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, just do it, why not? And we're just like you. No, we're significantly better. No,
Joe,
we're all the same. I say it constantly, we're all in this together. We are. And to be honest, that's how we're gonna get past this, like not just as brain injury survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how we're gonna get through this recovery. We can all do it by ourselves. We can. We really can. I believe in all of us.
Yeah, we really can. I thought I could like for a while. But like Corona really just hit it home because like
it's hard.
If you want to stay as safe as you can, if people around you aren't, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So we can, do this by ourselves. It's really, really hard.
Right.
The reality is we don't need to do this by ourselves.
Right.
We don't. We can do this as a team, as a collective, as a group, right? And I mean that even for the world. That's for the brain injury community, right? For us as a collective, as a people, we have to do this together. You know,
right.
we have to. We need one another. We really do. So mm-hmm. stop being a dick. And get on board. You know what I mean? Like, let's do, we're a team, right? If you want to be an individual, that's fine. Go play golf. That's, my coach would say that all the time. Like, we'd be playing, like, if we didn't want to run a certain play. And he's like, cool, we're doing this because we're a team. If you want to be an individual,
right.
he's like, go play golf.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
So go play golf. But you know, you want to be on a football team. You want to be on a basketball team. You want to be in the world as a people. Come on, join on board. Be cool. Look, bottom line.
Yeah.
Just be cool.
It's
gonna be all fine. We're inconvenienced now. We don't have to be inconvenienced forever. It's a small patch of time if you think about it in the grand scheme. I know it seems like forever. It's taking longer because people aren't acknowledging, like, hey, let's just be inconvenient now. Let's be inconvenienced right now.
Right.
Let's be uncomfortable for a little bit so we could be comfortable moving forward.
Yeah. That's it's the I'm exact saying. Same thing with any skill you want to learn. Yeah, you're going to suck at it at first, but if you put the work in, you'll get the result you want.
Nah, I'm great at any and all things immediately.
I think you're talking about Felice.
That's very true. Hey, and we talked about this earlier. Annoyingly
yep.
so.
Yep.
Felice, Bethany, because Bethany's also been
yes!
on the show.
Oh my gosh. Annoying. One of my favorite people.
You guys are such annoyingly talented people.
Give us your talent.
It's like, oh, I'm now fluent at piano. I touched it twice. Annoying.
Yeah. But you know what? Just like what you said about 2020, it's not late. It's never too late.
Never.
You can always start and be great at whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm learning Korean. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Hey,
I'll say this.
Korean is a very aggressive language.
Yeah.
I had a good Korean friend in junior high school, and I went to his house for dinner. And I was like, hey, dude, I think I'm going to go home. He's like, why? I was like, your family, they seem to be arguing. I don't want to be in the middle of stuff. He's like, what are you talking about? We're having like a great conversation. I was like, what? He's like, oh, no, that's just how
just passionate.
No, he's like, that's just how we sound.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's an aggressive language. But they were like, oh, I had a great day at school. But it's like, I had a great day at school. it's an aggressive language.
But like, if you had a great day, you should be passionate. You had a great day.
You should. You shouldn't be like, hey, Andrea, I had a great day.
That doesn't sound like a great day.
It doesn't, right? Mm-mm. It sounds like a depressing ass day. you know what? I'm going to say this, though. I've had a great day because I was able to connect with you in person.
Because of me.
Obviously. You know? But it's been great to actually... Thank you for, you know, coming over and trusting me enough.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a big deal. It's a trust thing. It's
absolutely,
a friendship thing.
Absolutely.
It's a family ship thing.
Yeah.
She put her trust of her, not just you, of your health... of your family's health, because mm-hmm. you're going home to your mom.
Yes.
She put her trust and faith in me, and I appreciate you for doing so. You
yeah.
know? And I'm happy that, you know, you did the right thing.
And and on the same note, I thank you for, like, taking the necessary precautions and, like, saying, hey, I care about you, so I'm going to stay this feet away. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to sanitize this. Like, Felice as well, she sanitized the mics and everything.
Yeah, and yeah. I made it a point to stop licking doorknobs.
Yep.
Right? Just for this weekend, as soon as you leave, I'm going right back
you
to
know
licking
what?
Everything.
Fine. Right? I'm never coming back here again.
But look, all we're saying is... You don't have to be a hermit. You don't have to.
No, you
know,
just have to be
from society.
Yeah, you just have to be smart.
Just be smart.
Find new pathways.
Yes.
Like, make things. Use USPS. They need you.
Yes.
Use Zoom. Remember phone calls?
Oh,
they're a thing.
Yeah, they're kind of the worst. FaceTime. FaceTime's a beautiful thing.
FaceTime
is a phone call. You know what FaceTime is? FaceTime is a future phone call. Right? That's all that is. You can stay connected. You just have to do it responsibly. And mm-hmm. that's what I think we've proven the last 2 days, that you can actually do that. You know?
Yes.
You don't have to take such extremes. I hope you do.
Yeah.
But you know, you just have to be responsible. Minimize your exposures, mm-hmm. minimize opportunities for somebody to get sick. That's all you have to do. We can live as close to a normal life as possible. It's different. It's not.
It is.
Look.
But different doesn't have to be bad.
It doesn't. We don't have to. look, even as a brain injury survivor, old Joe was gone. I'm sorry, Joe 1.0, that isn't a thing. So as much as I'm like, man, I really wish I could go, I can't go back. I can't. Things have changed. Now I can just dwell on how, you know, I miss that, or I can focus on, okay, well, this is what I'm capable of doing now. And it's still normal. It's just a new normal, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm fulfilled and I'm happy and I'm moving forward. It's the same thing right now. We can do things. We just have to do them slightly different.
Period.
That's it. Period. With a T at the end. Period.
Period. Period. Sorry. My TikTok self is coming out. So that's one of the things that has made its way into my life.
Oh, so you want to spy on us?
No, I just want to annoy you.
Hey, that works for me. But this has been awesome always.
Thank you so much.
It has been. So if you think Andrea is awesome, which she is, you can follow Andrea at BallinAldre on Instagram. It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, also on TikTok, shameless plug.
Ooh, on TikTok. And you can hear more of her amazing singing voice. And you can follow her journey.
No. Like, not singing. I just want to preface that. No, not singing.
You can follow her I'm Learning Korean journey over the next year or so.
Oh.
Right?
Sure.
I'm saying that now because I'm going to force her to, like, do videos speaking Korean.
No.
Yep. It's happening. It's a thing. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, 2020, quarantine, we learn new things.
You know what? That's true. That's true. And if I can give a little TikTok outro.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I low-key cringed. I have been sent a lot of videos from my friends, and it's all good. They're uplifting videos saying like, hey, you're awesome. You're awesome. Blah, blah, blah. And that's great. But I haven't seen one that says we are awesome, because that's what I feel we kind of need. Everyone's been focused on ourselves. Yes. And while that is good, we also have to remember that we are not the only one who can do this. We have support. So I'm saying, hey, you look good. That person right next to you, they look good. That person in your inbox, they look fine as well. We got this. Don't let anyone tell you different. We got this.
Yes, that is perfect. Oh, and that other person back there is a jerk. Pay no attention to that person.
No.
That was beautiful. I love that. So definitely follow Andrea at BallinAldre on Instagram and on TikTok. Same name on TikTok?
Yes.
Same name on TikTok.
As well as on Twitter. That's a little dry though, but
she's going to be pushing the envelope moving forward.
Yeah.
You can also follow my beautiful tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren El Manzano on Instagram at Lauren El Manzano. You can follow me at JoeSoRocks everywhere. You can follow us, the Neuro Nerds, at everywhere. And on that, Andrea and I, very strangely, socially distant in person, together but separate, respectful.
Yep.
Droplet,
always.
Droplet free.
Always.
Odd Maybe. Note, these neuro nerds are out. Droplet free? I don't even know what that means.
Period.
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 Now, am I giving droplets? Is that what it is? Droplets
no.
free?
No.
Free droplets
free? Just.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.